Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Alan Juve. How are you, Alan?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. We're in Cahors on the Cus, which is up high in
yes, Cahors. Yes, the river valley up on the hills, which name is the Cus.
Cus. And what's the name of the town?
It's not really a town. It's a small village named Cournou, C-O-U-R-N-O-U. And it's, well, let's say 100 inhabitants.
Yeah, yeah. So it's quite
it's
small.
It's a small village. Yeah, yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we're here because, you guys are doing a bit unusual. Cahors is known for its Malbec. So is Argentina. You've got a partner that you do from Argentina making wine. So we're going to explore that a little bit in a minute. But before we get into that, a bit about yourself, a bit about the family.
Our family has been settled here for more than 300 years. It has been working the wine industry since World War II, more or less, but it's still a farm like it used to be before, with a little bit of cows, sheep, and all different kind of animals.
Dogs, crazy, stupid dogs.
Stupid dogs also.
you call them stupid. I think they're cute.
Actually, they keep the domain safe. And
I think they'd lick people to death.
Yes. And we, our main income, little by little, generation after generation, we are improving the quality of our wine because of science, because of savoir-faire, because of tradition and modernity. And now we're producing more or less 100 bottles a year.
100 bottles?
A year, yes.
More than 100 bottles. I can see 100
bottles. I'm sorry, 100,000 bottles.
I was going to say, 100 bottles a year.
Thank you.
Your price must be extraordinary.
100,000 bottles a year. And we're hope some of our children will keep on doing wine later after us.
So there is a chance that, because I've spoken to a couple of wineries and their kids just are not interested at all.
We have one of our sons who is interested. Mm-hmm. So still, since he's only 15 years old, we're just crossing fingers.
Yeah.
But so far, he's very interested.
Oh, that's good, though,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, that is very good.
Is.
that's quite good. That makes things a lot easier for you guys, like going as you get older and ready for retirement.
The way we're running the vineyard is different. Whether there's no one who get along, or if there's someone. So since he's interested, my husband run the vineyard differently. We can work with the idea that in 20 years, he's planting now so that our son would have nice vineyards in 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
It's the way we look for forward is different.
Okay, and you've got three grape varieties here.
Yes.
They are
Malbec.
Yep, which is cool. You know, the main grape.
Merlot and Tannat.
Tannat, yeah.
20 years ago, we used to do blendings of these three grapes. And now the approach is different with the Malbec grape. We're working it better in the vineyard, so we're able to handle it in a better way to use only 100% Malbec in our wines.
Yeah. I presume in the past, it used to be 70%. Minimum 70%,
yes.
And you're allowed Merlot and Tannat for the others.
Yes.
I presume in the past, the Merlot was there to soften out some of the Malbec?
Yes. Yeah, because before, the Malbec one has to age a long time before being drinkable, which is not the case anymore today. So we don't need the Merlot to soften it.
And you're saying earlier that you're not you're grubbing up the Merlot.
We're grubbing out.
You're removing the Merlot?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're little by little, we're getting rid of the Merlot so that planting, instead of Merlot, we're planting Malbec so we can have more production. But we keep the Tannat so that we can do 100% Tannat wine, which is a new product we can sell.
And that will be sold as a
It's sold as a Vendepay.
Vendepay is a Vendepay de lot.
Yes, it cannot be. It cannot be AOC, of course, because it has to be Malbec to have the Cahors appellation.
Okay, now the thing that you guys are doing a little bit differently is you've partnered with an Argentinian producer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us a bit about what's going on there, what the relationship is?
These people, they own a bodega in Argentina.
What's it called?
La Bodega Altas Las Hormigas, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, they work with the Malbec grape.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have, to be able to sell original Malbec wine from France.
Mm-hmm.
So since the Malbec, the origin of Malbec is in Cahors, they decided to start a partnership with a winery. We were one of the wineries they decided to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started that partnership, which is very, very interesting, whatever it is for them or for us.
What's the commercial relationship there? Have they bought grapes from you? Are they leasing vineyards?
No. One of them is coming here every year for September, October,
mm-hmm.
during the vinification, the harvest and the vinification. He's vinifying the wine he decided to vinify. And then we're bottling it. We're bottling this wine. And then we're sending it the places they ask us to send. So sometimes the pallets or two are just sent in the United States or Argentina or wherever in the world on their name.
Yeah.
But we're doing, except the vinification, we're handling everything else.
Okay. And I was in the vineyard and with your brother, and he was saying that the vineyard, they're doing things slightly differently to what you would do. What's the big difference from your point of view?
Big difference in the vineyard is their scientific approach of the vineyard. We have never seen that before. The first year, they sent a company who scanned all the vineyard. So they were able to know what's underneath the soil, what's in the soil,
mm-hmm.
at 75 centimeters and also at 1 meter 50. It's amazing to see afterwards on Google Earth.
It's on Google
what's
Earth?
It's on Google Earth, what's underneath the soil. And according to that, they decided which vine they wanted to use.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a scientific approach that we never used before.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a general issue in France, is that we're working a little bit too much traditionally.
Yeah.
And we need to modernize and think and use the science to make sure the vines, the terroir is the one we want.
Yep.
And everything just... Also, during the harvest, my father, he used to just taste the grape and say, okay, it's ready to harvest. Now we have scientific analysis to make sure it's ready or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big difference. And the Argentinians, they brought science to even for the soil, not only for the harvest.
Have you started using some of their techniques, or have you sort of thought, oh, that's a good idea?
Yes, definitely. We use the way they do. For example, the wine we age in jar, we bottled it too early, and it's because they wait longer to bottle that we decided to wait also. So there are some methods that we use.
Okay. When I was in the vineyard earlier with your brother,
mm-hmm.
He was saying that he removes the leaves from the fruiting zone to expose the fruit for air circulation, etc. And the Argentinians were only removing it from one side of the vine.
Yes. It's still science. They wanted to know what the difference would be, whether it was if we leave the leaves on the north side or on the south side. So we also, the first year with them, we had to just to harvest the wine, the grapes that were on the south side of the vine, which was not easy at all. But we had to do it very professionally, and they wanted to test the wines that way.
Yeah.
They do it differently.
Yeah.
We take all the leaves away, and they decided not to take all of them, to keep some of them, the north part. Or yeah. It's different. We learn from each other all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're doing some different things in the vineyard. They're doing some...
In the winery.
I was talking to your brother earlier when we were in the vineyard, and he was saying that the Argentinians, you guys do a pre-fermentation maceration, fermentation, then a longer post-fermentation maceration, whereas they just go straight into a alcoholic fermentation, then a shorter maceration afterwards. So, you know, they're obviously doing things a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I was a bit surprised by that, actually, but for various reasons, but we won't go into that. From a marketing point of view, what do the Argentinians bring?
On a marketing point of view, it's more like they have to sell the traditional France.
Yeah, I saw their bottle. It looks like a very traditional...
The labeling is very traditional.
More traditional than your labeling.
Yes, so we moved on. We moved on a modern labeling.
Yeah.
And they decided to use a really, really very traditional label. We have to do labels, not our point of view, but on the point of view of our customers.
Yeah.
So if our customers, they want French tradition, we have to sell them tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we want modernity and our customers don't want modernity, we have to adapt. So in the marketing point of view, I think he's doing... the labeling according to his customers and not according to his own tastes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But it is really, really totally different from what we expected first.
Yeah.
The new world brought us modernity.
Yeah.
And in fact, France still represents old times and tradition. And so it's still the image. Yeah. They want to bring over the world.
It's quite funny, isn't it? Because in the vineyard and the winery, they're very technical. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, in the marketing, they're very traditional.
Definitely.
Although they are going to different markets, aren't mm-hmm. they?
Yes. The United States, Argentina, and all the South America area.
That's quite funny, though. You're selling Malbec to the Argentinians.
Yes. It's a revenge.
It's a bit like the Australians selling wine to France.
But, you know, people from the new world, they're more open to the world than we are in France.
Yeah.
So they don't mind about tasting wine which comes from all over the world.
Yeah.
In France, it's different. Yeah. French people think only French wine is good.
Yeah.
So the mentality in France has to change, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I, when I'm in New Zealand, you know, everybody's tasting everything from all over the world. If you're a Pinot Noir producer, mm-hmm. you drink Pinot Noir, not from necessarily from your region. You do, but, you know, but then you're in Burgundy, you're in south of France, you're in Oregon, you're drinking everything because you want to find out what's new and what's interesting. So,
but it's different here. We also, it was because the appellation was... The name of appellations were more important than grapes before. We were not allowed to write the grape on the label.
Yeah, I know.
Only 10 years ago it changed.
Yeah.
And now that we allowed, we can communicate on the grape.
Yeah, which is quite nice. You're saying terroir is quite different. They came in looking for specific types of terroir or soils. What were they looking for?
Yeah, they were looking for limestone. Definitely. The selection they made on our vineyard, the vines were almost 100% limestone.
Yeah, which is a wee bit... Well, if you think about them coming from Mendoza, Mendoza is all alluvial soils. You know, it's all washed down from the Andes.
Yes.
So there's no... I don't think there's much chalk up in the Andes. I can't imagine there's much.
No, it's... apparently, the limestone is very... I mean, you can taste the limestone when you drink the wine.
Yeah.
And that's what they liked. It felt like you taste the terroir drinking the wine.
Excellent.
Which is not in Argentina. You taste the wine. You taste the grape, not the terroir.
you say that, but Mendoza has a particular climate. You know, it's very high altitude, yeah. So you get very cold nights. So they do hold on to the acidity, or they can hold on to the acidity because of the altitude, you know, cold nights, warm days, and you have very high levels of UV, so you get very thick grape skin.
Yes.
So maybe it's more homogenous in terms of the soil types, but there are unique differences,
yes,
around the world. So.
And in compared to Argentina, here within an area of 5 kilometers square,
yeah,
there are many terroirs, yeah, many different terroirs compared, yeah, to Argentina, where it's hundreds of square kilometers that are the same.
Or similar, yeah. Mm. Excellent. All right, Hélène, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Cheers.